Hello, everyone, and once again, welcome back to Kings of the Rift. Back after a small hiatus, just enjoying League of Legends, dealing with life, and I figured Summer Split's coming back up. Why don't I start again? Now, Kings of the Rift is your source for competitive League of Legends news and opinions. As always, I'm your host, Gold Knight. But before we get into everything, get into what we're talking about today, I want to say thank you to all of you for listening. If you are listening to this after, the hiatus that I took from this, thank you so much for coming back. If you're new, fantastic. Welcome. It's great. This podcast is available where all the other fine podcasts can be found. That's iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, I think, or something like that. I don't know what the other ones are. But leave me a review if you're on that, the iTunes or that purple icon, whatever the podcast app on iOS. Definitely do that because it seriously helps get this podcast noticed. Anywhere else you guys can find us on the podcast apps or anything like that, follow it so you can get updates on when a new episode gets posted. Also, if you're on Anchor, you guys can help me out and become a subscriber to the podcast. It is just like a subscribing on Twitch or I don't know if Mixer has one, but basically it's like a $5 thing you can do. You can basically choose what you pay and you can become a subscriber to the podcast. Help me out a little bit, and more of the help that I get, the more I'll be able to keep making this podcast on a more regular and regular basis. Honestly, with enough support, these episodes will continue to get better and better quality. I'll be able to buy, better things for my studio and all this. It would just be fantastic. So, today we're going to talk about the 2020 teams, at least in the summer, and kind of just kind of go through their positives and negatives and just kind of look at who's going to probably be, number one this split. I know last split, I really messed up with my predictions. I had predicted FlyQuest to be last, and they were, I think, in the finals, which was crazy. And I was just completely off. But I think a lot of people were, with the way Team Liquid was and everything. I think people were just very confused. So let's get right into it, guys. So I'm gonna go through and just kind of go by alphabetical list, and that's how I have it on my spreadsheet. We'll just go through all the different teams and just kind of say, all right, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, and this is the starting five that I think are gonna start for the team. It would be great if they do. Just the way, I tried to kind of look at it and see which would be the best. But yeah, let's go through that. So, 100 Thieves, coming off of being kind of middle of the pack, they are the same as last split. So, it's just going to be Sunday in the top lane, Meteos in the jungle, Ryoma in mid, Cody Sun as AD, and Stunt as support. Now, I know Cody, Sun, and Stunt are good friends, so there's a lot that, there's that good synergy right there. But there was no changes, so, I mean, I don't see really any issues. They can just only go up from here unless the, you know, quality of the league or their play really goes downhill. The only negative I see with this team is that Ryoma still has a lot of room to improve. I don't even know if that's considered really a negative. It's more of a just a point where they need to hit, you know, attack. Ryoma hasn't really proved himself, at least in my eyes. He, towards the end, he just kind of was a Syndra one-trick type. You know, whenever I tuned into a 100 Thieves game, it would just be Ryoma on Syndra, and that was it. So we'll have to see if he can pull out more of this split and show us that he's a good import. So next we have the reigning champions, Cloud9. Now, Cloud9 didn't do anything with their roster. They went Licorice, Blabber, Niski, Sven, and Vulcan. Honestly, super great. The positives are that they are the reigning champions. They are the ones to beat. Unless something went wrong and they get complacent, or they get too cocky, or whatever, there shouldn't be any issue with this team. There shouldn't be really anything that kind of changes it and makes it so that they don't just come off as number one once again. And the negatives, I'm not sure. Licorice had a part of the split, last split, where he did not look fantastic. I don't know if that was them trying to try out something new, or Licorice just having a bad, you know, bad little bit. Maybe he was sick or something, but Licorice could be the only part that I see is maybe an issue. But, you know, he's still one of the best, if not the best, top laner in the league. So now we go on to Counter Logic Gaming. And they didn't really change anything as far as I could see. And I'm still not sure about their bottom lane at this point, though. Because they have Ruin in the top lane, who really isn't fantastic. I guess he's a scrim god, but are they saying that so that, you know, people aren't going to actually shit on him? Like, I don't know. So they have Ruin, Wiggly, who is just kind of there. I usually see him picking things like Trundle in spots where you don't really need to pick Trundle, but he feels comfortable on it, so sure, go ahead and pick it. Then there's Pobelter, who, honestly, Pobelter was one of the shining stars of last split for Counter Logic Gaming, even though they did end up down towards the bottom of the league. So then you have, I actually think they were the bottom of the league, they were 10th. But then you get into the 80s, AD carry spot, which is either going to be Wind or Stixxay. I know that they did have Wind on for a while. Kind of Stixxay was, you know, going into the, you know, he had more experience with the lower, the academy teams. Jeez, I couldn't think of the word. the academy teams he had more experience with, so he played down there with them. Stixxay did look kind of iffy. Stixxay is still a good AD carry. Stixxay was the carry who, when they went to World, or they went to MSI, they went to the finals with Stixxay. So he can still be good. Maybe the meta needs to change a little bit for him, or he needs to adapt a little bit better. But he's going to be paired along with Smoothie. Now, Smoothie, all right, you know, not top of the, you know, barrel. He's just Smoothie, I guess. So then let's look at the positives and the negatives here. Pobelter was great near the end of the split. He was popping off. He had that crazy triple kill on Team Liquid when their, I think it was the last game of, it was their last game, that Counter Logic Gaming and Liquid fought in. It was just crazy. Pobelta looked really good. And the team was doing kind of all right. You know, wasn't terrible. But my only issues are the wind and stick say, kind of differential, you know, where, who's better, who's, you know, who should really step up as the actual, number one AD carry. And then also, as I kind of stated earlier, the issues with Ruin. I don't know if I like Ruin. You can get someone else. Why are we beholden to Ruin? I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, it surely is counter logic to just stay with Ruin instead of just trying to, you know, find someone else, find a, you know, they could have been the ones to pick up Solo, or they could have grabbed Lorlo or whoever. So speaking of Lorlo, let's drop into Dignitas, which is our next team on the list. So Dignitas is doing something a little different. As of the time of recording, they have not put out what their team is going to be to start off for the week. But what we have at the moment is Lorlo, Viper in the top lane. So Lorlo or Viper. Viper they got from FlyQuest, and Lorlo, I believe, was on their academy team. Yeah, he was on their academy team, so all right, cool. Acadian and Dardoch in the jungle. Dardoch obviously taken from TSM, and Acadian was also in their academy league. And then there's Phoenix or Froggen in the mid lane. Froggen, great player. Phoenix kind of has his issues and all that. And then you have in the AD carry position, Johnson and Asta. Johnson looked fantastic. I don't see them really starting with Asta. And I'll go back through and kind of tell you who I wish starts, who I hope starts. And then in the support role, they have Aframu and JJ. So I definitely think they should go, and this is how I think Dignitas should run. You know, I'm not, if I was the GM of Dignitas, this is what I would, you know, put out there. I would say Lorlo, Acadian, Phoenix. That works, right? Yeah. Acadian, Lorlo, Acadian. I don't know about Phoenix, actually. I kind of just brain said that. But I think Froggen, then Johnson and Afro. Johnson and Afro looked fantastic. I think they're really good together. And the positives that I have for Dignitas right now is that they have the fresh top laners. So Lorlo, if he's given the opportunity to work as a top laner in the league instead of in academy, I think he'll be fantastic. He'll really at least show up. I know he's very interested in being in the league. He really wants to be. He's a very strong-willed person. And they also have... And Viper, you know, even if they go with Viper, you know, he could be fresh. He could be revitalized after being kind of kicked off of FlyQuest for Solo. I definitely think that he's going to want to prove something. But I do think Viper has kind of an issue of, it seems like he has a little mental issue, because he had to get swapped out and all that. And then also, he doesn't look great on many champions. You know, everyone knows his Riven, but there's only so much you can really do with that. And you could give it to him, he could carry the game, but not completely in a pro game. You know, who knows? But so they have their fresh top laners, and they also have fresh junglers. Acadian, who really would want to just, I think, show up and say, this is what I, you know, I deserve to be here in the, you know, in the regular league versus academy. I think he could really show up and do that. As well as Dardoch, he honestly could be, you know, he could be revitalized, I guess, you know, especially with Dardoch and Lorlo, if they played together. They've played on teams before, the old Team Liquid teams, you know, it's not bad. It's not terrible, at least. So I think that would be pretty good. And also, I think another positive for this Dignitas roster is their bot side. Johnson and Aframu, fantastic. Asta, he showed up in some Academy games really well. And JJ is just a very good player. Kind of, you know, goes over, you know, he's not too showy, but he's a very comfortable support to play with. Now, the only problem with the top laners are, is that you do have, like, you know, because I went through how they have fresh top laners and all this, and, you know, the revitalization, but they do have streaky top laners. And the thing with the streaky top laners is Viper can do fantastic one week and do terrible the next week. Lorlo, was it 2, 3, 4 years ago? It was the year of Lorlo. Oh, he's going to pop off. I think it was his Team Liquid years. He's just going to pop off. He's going to be great. He's going to be fantastic. He's just going to carry the team. He looks amazing. I think he was on Aurelia all the time. And then he just fell off and the whole team fell off. And oh no, what happened? You know? So that's an issue I see that could pop up here. Something else is that their junglers, the Akkadian and Dardoch, they also both weren't fantastic. They're good players, but there's flaws in each one of their styles. Dardoch with his mental, who, and you know, don't sit here and tell me that he didn't have any issues on TSM. It's been shown and proven that he has had issues on the TSM team. And Akkadian literally had the issue where he got kicked off of TSM because they said, oh, for performance reasons, but then it was, oh, he maybe stole someone's girl, or weird drama stuff. They're not going to take over a game from you like they're supposed to, or like they were. Akkadian and Dardoch are supposed to, in big air quotes, be the flashy junglers who take everything and just carry the game, but they don't do that anymore. That's a more Blabber thing to do. That's a more Svenskeren thing to do. A more closer thing or whatever, but it's not a Akkadian or a Dardoch thing. It used to be, but it no longer is. So honestly, you know, speaking of Svenskeren with the junglers and everything like that, let's jump into Evil Geniuses, which is the next team on the list. So Evil Geniuses made a big acquisition, I would say, in the offseason here, in the midseason. They picked up Huni, but they didn't pick up Huni just for being in the top lane. I don't know if Huni's okay with this. I would assume he is, but he's not going to go back to Korea right now. He's probably, you know, he had kind of an iffy split last split on Dignitas. Wasn't amazing, but it looks like Huni's going to be helping out Kumo in the top lane. So it's either Kumo or Huni. I definitely think it's going to start off with Kumo. And then Kumo's going to mess up. He's not going to be great. And then they just put in Huni. And then Huni looks so much better. And that's who they stay with. And they have Svenskeren in the jungle. As I said earlier, Jizuke in mid. Bang and Zazel in the bottom lane. Now, the positives here. Huni is helping out Kumo. That could make Kumo to a great, you know, great champion. You know, he could be fantastic. He could be a good player. He's kind of looked like non-existent in some of their teams or some of their games and everything like that. But Jizuke was getting better throughout the split last split. And towards the end, he was actually looking like a top, two or three mid laner. So honestly, I think that is a good shining spot of Evil Geniuses. But the negatives here are actually that next lane down in the bottom lane. Bang and Zazel just kind of were non-existent. They were just kind of not. They weren't showing up, like you weren't seeing many games where Bang was popping off or Zazel was, getting great engages or anything like that. So it's kind of just a strange time where Bang and Zazel just kind of don't really do much. I know Bang plays a lot of solo queue, but he plays Phil. Or he'll play top lane. I've seen him play in jungle and all this. And I'm like, why not just play your role? Get better in your role. I mean, I know he's literally a world champion. He's, a great player. But why not just keep working with Zazel and keeping him just, just getting to know each other even more, working on synergy and all this. I don't understand. So let's head into FlyQuest then as the next team we're doing here. So FlyQuest is going to be Solo, Santorin, Power of Evil, Wild Turtle, and Ignar. Honestly, this is a finals team. Last split, it didn't seem like that was much to say. Where, FlyQuest kind of worked their way in there. They were really good, but they kind of just kind of happened upon finals because TSM kind of imploded. EG just couldn't get it done. So I think, honestly, Solo looked so much better in the games that he played versus the games that Viper played. So on paper, this team is a lot better than it was last split. And the team should honestly still be strong. They have some kind of weird, weird cohesiveness or weird synergy that they just do really well together. One of my negatives here is that on paper, this team is weak. This team should be not fantastic, but it does well together. Power of Evil was about to get MVP. Wild Turtle and Ignar, they were just fantastic. Ignar had, MVP votes. Santorin is just always popping off. Like, I don't know. There's something about it that they just keep winning. They keep doing well. And it's great. I like to see a team who, prove me wrong. I like to see a team that just kind of says, no, I don't care if you think I'm bad. I'm going to show you that I'm good. Which is great. Which is hopefully what Golden Guardians can do. Our next team on the list. So, Golden Guardians is going to be Haunter, Closer, Demonte, FBI, and Huhi. At the time, I believe Huhi is still the support. I know Keith was support last split, at least for a little bit, but then he got moved back to the ADC role, which was pretty nice. He gets able to go back to that. That's what he's been for ever, and he wasn't a great support. He was just kind of middling, I guess. If anything, just actually kind of probably actually terrible. But anyway, I know I glossed over this, but Demonte in the mid lane for Golden Guardians is actually great, I think. Demonte is someone who I think looked really good when he was on those different teams. When he was on Clutch, he went to Worlds, and it looked... it was fantastic. I think he really looked good. He looked good in Academy. And I think Demonte is definitely better than Golden Glue, which I'm not sure what's going to happen with Golden Glue. I know he was kind of disappointed in not being a starter. But I don't think he showed enough last split to basically cement his starting status, which is sad, honestly. But that's unfortunately how it goes in the LCS. It looks like he's probably going to go ahead and go to either Academy, or I think I remember reading somewhere that he wants to become a positional coach if the offer isn't there to play a starting spot, which I'm looking at it and I don't see really a team that he could fit into besides maybe the next team on our list, Immortals, but we'll get to that when we get there. So Demonte is definitely better than Golden Glue, one of my positives, and also closer is just fantastic. Closer's still strong. He's still probably one of the best junglers in the league. They were one of the reasons why Golden Guardians actually picked up a lot of their wins in the beginning of the split. FBI was really good, and honestly, I think we're taking a step closer to, you know, you're taking a step closer to a better Golden Guardians with having Closer in, having Demonte and all this. But my only negative is Huhi as the support. I know that they brought on a new guy to the Academy with Keith moving to AD carry again. His name is Chime. He's, I think, a bard one trick from solo queue, so that's pretty nice. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to move him up right now, if they want to get him a little bit more experience, or if they want Huhi on there because he has more experience, like, actually on teams, leading teams, stuff like that. So, who knows? So, as I said earlier, our next team on the list is Immortals. Immortals is the lineup, pretty much what they did last split, of Soaz, Xmithie, Aka, Apollo, and Hakuo. The last time I looked, that's what they were going to be running with. It might change as of game day, or, you know, closer up then. But who knows? So, honestly, the only real big thing, the only real big positive I have with this is Xmithie. Xmithie, wherever he goes, he wins. He does really well. And I honestly think Xmithie is one of the best junglers in the league right now. He's not a mechanical god, but he's very good at knowing where to be, knowing what to do next. He has really good tracking on the enemy junglers, and I honestly think he is one of the shining stars in this Immortal roster. But also, the bot lane, Apollo and Hakuo, they've been really good. You know, even back on Envy, they were the shining star of Envy, and then when they went to, there was Clutch, you know, they went on Clutch, and then kind of turned into Dignitas, Clutch, whatever, for a little bit, but whatever. And I honestly think Apollo and Hakuo have been really consistent over the years, which is nice. I love to see consistency, especially in the bot lane with supports and AD carries. And they've worked together for so long that they know exactly what to do. But my only negatives are here, and I think they're big negatives, but is that Aka and Soaz. I think they're just a liability on the team. Aka really hasn't shown anything fantastic. There was a couple games where he was just able to be exploited, and that was it. That was the game. You know, the game fell apart because of him being exploited. And then Soaz, you know, he has his games where he split pushes, or he's just really there as, you know, as a player, not really, he's just a body, basically, at some points. You know, he'll be on Jax or something and just split pushing in the side, like, all right, I guess, you know. Some of their wins were just on, you know, split pushing or backdooring, which is kind of like, I don't really think backdooring as a valid competitive win, I guess you could say. But so, I don't know. I don't know where Immortals really... I see them probably about where they were last split, if not a little bit less. Just because of the more the strength of the league, I think, a little bit went up, but I'm not sure. So then we have next, a team everybody had thought that was going to be number one last split, and then did not. They ended up ninth. Of course, I'm talking about Team Liquid, one of my favorite teams, and honestly, they haven't changed up much, but this might be not for the best, maybe, I don't know. So we'll walk through it. We have Impact in the top lane, Broxah in the jungle, Jensen in the mid lane, and Tactical and Core JJ in the bottom lane. So I definitely think this team has potential. The 2 weeks that Tactical played, when he was replacing Doublelift for that little bit of, when Doublelift was sick, fantastic. He was able to, he did great. They won both games. They were looking amazing. And then they benched Doublelift and, they started Tactical and, oh, look, Tactical got figured out. So then that's an issue. The more time that they have together, I think, is actually a positive, because last split, they're playing with all different kinds of stuff. Like, they were playing with Impact. They were playing with Broxah and Poebelter and Surefire and all this. It's just kind of crazy. But then you have basically more time together as a cohesive unit. You don't have to worry about visa issues or Doublelift bringing you down with the, it doesn't matter. Spring split doesn't matter. It kind of makes everyone kind of feel a little resentment. And I think that could have been what led to Team Liquid's ninth place spot. Now, one of the negatives here actually has to do with that ninth place spot. And that's literally this ninth place team downgrading their bottom laner. So Tactical is not right now at the level of Doublelift. Could he be in 2, 3, 4, 7 years? Who knows? But we don't know right now. Right at this moment, as Doublelift and Tactical in the league, Doublelift is going to be better than Tactical on a one-to-one basis, I think. One versus one, I'll take Doublelift 100% of the time. So I just don't know how Team Liquid really... I still definitely think they can get back to, top of the table, but I don't think they're going to be, this might be another fourth this year or something, who knows. So then we actually go into the team that Doublelift went to. If you haven't noticed or you haven't been paying attention, Doublelift has gone to Team Solo Mid, back to Team Solo Mid, which is great. No problem. I was a Team Solo Mid fan for forever. And I honestly think their lineup is decent. It's not terrible, but there's a little piece that's just kind of iffy. So they have in the top lane Broken Blade, jungler Spica, mid lane Bjergsen, and Doublelift and Bryofrost in the bottom lane. Which honestly, that right there, the Doublelift Bryofrost, fantastic. Double Frost or Biolift or whatever they had their name as their duo back before is just fantastic. Those two were just fantastic. Peter Doublelift was able to pick Biofrost up out of the list when he played before with TSM. He was able to actually go through a whole boot camp with him and picked him out of tryouts, and it was a hand-picked duo. They work really well together, and I love to see them back together on TSM, just kind of doing good work. So the one part I really don't like here with this Team Solo Mid team is Spica. There is some positives, so don't, take this as me just shitting all over Spica. I definitely think it's good that he works with Peter Dunn, who's their coach right now. He's worked with him for years, being the academy jungler, a jungle academy coach, but also I've heard Peter Dunn is a jungler coach. He definitely helps people who are junglers kind of understand more. If it's to be believed, I Will Dominate has worked with Peter Dunn before. Really likes the guy. Super nice. So I'm glad to see Spica working with Peter Dunn, but Spica's still unproven. He doesn't have that actual, proven time. He's played a good number of games in the league, but I don't see him as the Ixmithi, the Broxah, even the Svenskarens or the Santorins or anything like that. He's just still kind of there. He's a young player, so you can mold him. He's on a team full of, pretty decent veterans. A good amount of, there's Bjergsen and Doublelift who've been there forever. Bio, who's a little bit, who's been in there a while. And Broken Blade, who's been on different teams, been in different, in different regions and stuff. So that's good. But Spica can just learn, hopefully, from these people and be able to actually prove himself, then I think Team TSM has a chance here. And there's one last little thing I want to talk about TSM. And I want to make a little comparison here. I'm probably going to do a little write-up about this. But Bjergsen declining. Ever since the Doublelift Bjergsen split back in back in 2016, summer 2016, I think it was. It's been weird. Bjergsen has no longer been that star player that you need in a roster. He's a rock, but he's not the star. He won't lose you the game, but he just won't be, he's no longer able to seemingly win you the game just on his own. I like to imagine him, if you watch the NFL, you'll know Tom Brady. Even if you don't, you probably know his name. But I think of Bjergsen as a Tom Brady type figure. Tom Brady is an older man in the NFL. So he's gone through his years of fantastic, championship after championship, and he's 6 rings and all this different stuff, and that's great. However, recently he's been kind of on the decline as well, as Bjergsen, because he doesn't have the weapons. And I honestly think that's where Bjergsen is at this point. Tom Brady doesn't have the offensive weapons to be able to get stuff done and to be able to get them to that next level of of the playoffs, of the, of going on to the Super Bowl. He didn't have the weapons to be able to get into the Super Bowl this year. And that's where I think, honestly, Bjergsen was. Bjergsen didn't have and doesn't have, up until probably this split, and even so, he has three out of four, weapons that he needs to actually do something. I honestly think that, Broken Blade is great, Doublelift great, Biofrost great, but that's where the Spica is a little, iffy. But last year he had to deal with a lot more. Bjergsen had to deal with with Dardock in the jungle, who was toxic, and I mean, he's not like terribly toxic like he was back in the time on Team Liquid and being, the Breaking Point documentary and all that different stuff. But then he also had to deal with Kabe, who was just kind of there. Kabe was whatever. Kabe was, he was consistent. He just did work, but he didn't really, carry. He didn't have the need to carry. He didn't have, the need for speed, need to carry, type mentality. Where Doublelift is like, oh, I can carry. Don't worry, guys. You guys don't have to pick it up. You know, Bjergsen and Broken Blade were kind of the, you know, the ones who were forced to carry in that spot. So I honestly think that Bjergsen could be that kind of Tom Brady, you know, quarterback type, you know, idea that there is no tools around you to facilitate your winning, so you're no longer winning. But on that note, probably lost you guys, you know, could have lost you with the NFL talk and everything like that. But if you're still here, thank you so much for listening. That'll do it for this week's episode. I'm going to look to put out another one next week when after we've watched the first round of games and kind of do a little bit of, all right, this is how the teams look. Now we'll do power rankings. I do like to take a look at power rankings once I've seen them play, just because, you know, then you can say, okay, well, these people look a lot better than they did last split, or these players look a lot better than they did, you know, game one versus game two or whatever, different stuff like that. So drop a follow if you are still listening and review, comment, whatever is on the platforms you're on, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks, guys. Peace.